KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A legal expert says the murder case of Amanzi Mtoti pastor Lizol Tiaga won't go any further with the death of her accused husband. The Correctional Services Department says Werner Tiaga passed away in a Durban hospital yesterday from medical complications. It says the 45-year-old was admitted over a week ago. Werner had been facing a premeditated murder charge following his wife's murder in October 2021. Criminal law lecturer at the University of Pretoria, Llewellyn Kerr-Lewis, says while the state cannot prosecute a deceased person, there is another option the victim's family could pursue should they wish.
The prosecutor, well, indirectly actually the court itself, will insist on receiving the certificate of death signed by a medical practitioner to confirm that the deceased have passed on. Once that is submitted to court, that will be the end of the criminal trial. The only thing left for the family of the victim, the complainant's family, in other words, is basically to proceed with a civil lawsuit against the deceased estate of the accused. That is on the assumption that there is a civil case to be made out.
Erica Uelifir of local rights group Operation Bobby Bear attended several of the court appearances in Amanzi Mtoti. She says Werner's death won't bring Liesl's family any closure.
The heartbreaking part of it is Werner died with the final answers of what happened that morning. We do know that. And there's no closure, but this is something that I think with the necessary help and counselling, both Liesl's parents and those two children will eventually get through this, accept it somehow, that they will never have answers. The answers have gone to, is going to go to the grave with him.
Ezimvelo KZN Wildlife has extended its rhino dehorning campaign. It says the decision is in response to the alarming surge in poaching incidents recorded within the Hluhluwe Imfolozi Park last year. KZN lost 325 rhinos in 2023. Around 95% of them were poached within the park in northern KZN. Ezimvelo has teamed up with WWF South Africa on the dehorning program. The entity's Musa Mtambo.
A decision to dehorn is never taken lightly and only one of a wide range of interventions which together seek to simultaneously remove the potential reward of rhino poaching while increasing the likelihood of being caught. The province of KZN has played a critical role in rhino conservation in Africa, which is why we are committing resources towards supporting the authorities in their efforts to protect rhinos.
And in the UK, a Muslim pupil has lost a court challenge against a London school's ban on prayer rituals. The student claimed Michaela Community School's policy against on-site prayer unlawfully breached her right to religious freedom. She argued it's the kind of discrimination which makes religious minorities feel alienated from society. The High Court in London has ruled that she had effectively accepted the restrictions when she enrolled at the school. And that's all for now. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Rafa Nadal keen to get back to action in Barcelona. Glenn Maxwell taking an indefinite break from the IPL. And the Champions League quarterfinals continue this evening.